Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. A large crowd is expected on Tuesday at the Whiteville City Council meeting as multiple business owners and residents affected by the flooding are expected to attend. Elizabeth Cassidy of the Donut Shop has turned into one of the harshest critics of the city, blaming city council and staff after her restaurant flooded once again during the most recent storm. Candidate for Mayor Mike Shatnuck has been especially vocal about the drainage problems, using a photograph of a flooded section of Madison Street in his campaign materials. Although early voting is underway, Councilman Josh Harris has reportedly started a writing campaign for mayor based on the flood concerns. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall and can be viewed online on the city's website or attended in person. An alleged drug trafficker was jailed on Tuesday after a traffic stop near Bolton. Gary Robinson, age 24, of Chadburn, was charged with trafficking in methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, resisting arrest, and other felonies. The sheriff's office said narcotics agents captured Robinson after he allegedly tried to resist officers, and he had a small quantity of heroin on his person when he was booked into the detention center. He was being held under no bond. According to the sheriff's office, someone stole part of a load of crushed run from a Hallsboro diner. The owner of Gwen's Cafe took delivery of a $1,000 load of driveway filler several weeks ago, and the material has been disappearing on a regular basis since then. The sheriff's office is currently investigating. New congressional district maps were approved in the State House and Senate this week. Columbus County will still be represented by David Rouser in the 7th District, and the new maps will create a largely Republican district while making a previously solid GOP district more competitive. President Donald Trump called on all states with strong GOP leadership to redraw maps to balance out California's plan to send 5 additional Democrats to Washington. Salons also passed a series of mini-budget bills to allow state government to continue functioning without a new biennial budget. Governor Josh Stein has repeatedly criticized the legislature for not adopting a new budget. The General Assembly, however, has refused to provide additional funding for Medicaid. Stein said he will veto any budget bill that does not have more funding for health care. Tomorrow is the North Carolina Yam Festival in Tabor City. You can look for a street fair, music, food trucks, entertainment, a car show and a parade that kicks off at 10 a.m., as well as a kids' corner and more. The parade is expected to be streamed live as it happens on the CCN Facebook page, as well as being archived on CCTV for later viewing at ColumbusCountyTV.com. The Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina will host Classy Cars and Country Cooking tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Home Farm in Lake Waccamaw. There'll be a car show, food trucks, and a lot of fun. Admission is free. Car registration will be from 9 until 11 a.m., judging at 11 a.m. with awards following. For car entries or vendor information, call 910-646-3083. New Life Community Church will host a special music and worship service tomorrow at the Tractor Supply parking lot in Whiteville. There'll be free hot dogs starting at 5 p.m. and candy bags for the kids. Their service starts at 6 p.m. Also tomorrow is Lake Waccamaw Safe Night from 6 until 8 p.m. And if you're looking for trunk or treat, Halloween or Harvest Festival events, we have a complete guide at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Trinity Baptist Church will have their Homecoming and Pastor Appreciation Day on October 26th. Services begin at 11 a.m. with lunch to follow. The church is located at 201 South Thompson Street in Whiteville. The Office of the North Carolina State Fire Marshal and the Columbus County Fire Marshal have partnered with local volunteer fire departments to provide free smoke detectors to residents in the community. You can contact your local fire department or the Columbus County Fire Marshal's office for more information. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Have you heard? Affordable health care is better than ever. And right now there are more carriers and plans to choose from. If you're between 18 and 64 years old with a household income of $25,000 or less, this message is for you. Right now, the government's Affordable Care Act is available for individual and family health coverage plans with little to no cost to you. Don't gamble your health. Call Health Care for All. 70% of callers qualify for a zero-cost health care coverage. See if you are one of them. Call now. Our agents are standing by to help you get the health insurance plan you and your family needs and deserves. If you're uninsured or struggling to afford your current health insurance, help is just a phone call away. This is not Medicaid or Medicare. This is the Marketplace with the largest selection of healthcare plans from the Affordable Care Act. To find a plan that's right for you, call 800-630-7415. That's 800-630-7415.